Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It's the 70th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market was mixed and really a pretty quiet day. Live cattle today were up 2 at 135.75. The October's up 22 at 141.32. December's up 7 cents here at 146.82. Earlier today, we started off with some 136 cash bid in line with last week. And then later on, we had some 140 to 142 trade up in Nebraska live and then 227 dressed. So that happened. Then on Friday after the close, we have the cattle on feed report. The average estimates are about 100% on feed, 95% placed, and 101.5% marketed. So that report, if is realized, would end up being a little bit bullish. Feeder cattle today were down 92 on August at 177.82. The September's down 82 at 108.97. October's 183.75, down 82. And then lean hogs about $1 to $2 higher. At the end of the week, again, we got a cattle on feed report, we've got cattle inventory, and we've got the cold storage. So quite a bit going on after the close on Friday. Kind of anticipated here, you know, the placements on the on feed expected to be lower for the first time in a while. You've also got this kind of anomaly here with the drought and then cows being slaughtered at record pace.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
A mixed bag for the grain futures today. The corn and beans were both in the red, while wheat was slightly higher. September corn up, down 4 at 592 and 3 quarters. Deece down 5.5 at 589 and 3 quarters. The beans overall anywhere from 23 to 21 lower. November's 23 lower at 1335 and a quarter. Chicago wheat 5 to 11 higher. Kansas City about 5 to 6 higher. The September up 6 and a quarter, 875 and a half. Last night we had a really wild ride in the grains. At one point we were lower. All the way down to 866 and had a high of 904 in December, Kansas City wheat. So about a 40-cent range from the low to the high. The ongoing conversation in Russia and Ukraine and whether or not they will export any grain or the Russians will allow the Ukrainians to export through the Black Sea region. They go back and forth. They're acting like they want to, but then they bomb them. So it's hard to know what's going to happen. And it's really the same narrative that's been that way for a month or more now at this point. Today's cotton market was a little higher, up 48 at 92.86. The U.S. dollar index up 42 at 106.97. That dollar index is something we really need to pay attention to. The export pace of really anything we produce here in the U.S. will decline with a dollar that high. The stock market today is slightly higher. Dow's up 30, S&P's up about 24.5. Crude oil currently down about $1 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.